Hey everybody, this is Sam with Daily Sports Overtime. I wanted to make sure that I got it out early to you. This is the Sunday edition of, the July 18th episode of NASCAR. NASCAR today is running at 3 p.m. in New Hampshire, and it's going to be the Foxwood Resort race. Kyle Larson, again this week, is the favorite. I look for him to pretty much be the favorite in a lot of races along the way from here on out. He's just too good of a driver. Now, yesterday, we finished in the Xfinity race. We finished four of our drivers in the top five. If you went ahead and betted Christopher Bell at minus 500, then you got five for five. Congratulations. Problem is, I haven't added it up, but I really don't know how much money you won. I wouldn't say as much as you would if they would have been plus numbers, definitely. And that's what we run into with NASCAR. The top, let me look. Looks to me the top 10 that I picked, five of them are negative numbers. And I thought about throwing them out, picking five different ones. And then I thought, no, that's going to be the winners. There's no point. So I'm going to give you the top 10 I picked. I did not bet on them. I did not do the bet we did yesterday, the bet we did with the British Open. It's just not going to be profitable, I don't think. What I did do was something different that you can also do in NASCAR. And this is what I usually do with the actual cup races, is I play driver matchups. So I'm going to give you those also. But for today's Foxwood Resort at New Hampshire race, the top 10 that I predict will come in the top 10 is Martin Truex Jr. at minus 180, Denny Hamlin at minus 200, Kevin Harvick plus 250, Kyle Larson minus 165, Kyle Busch minus 135, Joey Logano plus 140, Chase Elliott plus 110, Brad Kalowski minus 135, William Byron plus 200, and Ryan Blaney at plus 300. Ryan Blaney always runs really good at New Hampshire. I hate to say it. I think, I'm sitting here looking over the names, because I really didn't think about it before I got on air. I'm thinking either Denny Hamlin or Chase Elliott is probably going to be your winner unless they get caught up in a wreck. Denny just, he runs really well on tracks like this. I'm trying to think. No, I think he's won once, maybe, at New Hampshire. At first, I was going to say I don't think he has a win there. But I do. I think he's got a one win there. I don't know. You guys, if you know whether Denny Hamlin, how many times has Denny Hamlin won the New Hampshire race, write me, dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Instagram, Or no, I'm not on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Sorry. Data Sports Betting Podcast or Overtime Podcast. Twitter, I am Overtime Daily. And messages are open. And tell me, because I may look that up as soon as we get off the air. But anyway, what I normally like doing is driver matchups. I feel like I can kind of control it a little more, which ones I choose, what drivers I choose. So what I did was I bet, looks like eight matchups, and I did half units on all of them. So this would be 4 units total on NASCAR. If you don't want to bet that much, then do quarter units. And then you've got 2 units on NASCAR. But for those of you who haven't did matchups, when you go to your sports book, it'll usually give you, and you go to NASCAR, it will give you the winners. You'll see the outright winner, top 3, top 5. If you're betting our 10 drivers in the top 5, then that's where you would go. However, at the top of most sports books, it has a little scroll thing. And if you scroll over, it's usually the last one, if not the second to last. And it'll say driver matchups. Click on it and you'll get these. There's probably 20 overall. And that's me guessing because I didn't count them. But like I said, I only took ones that I was comfortable with. So, first one up. You've got Kyle Busch at -125 versus Brad Keselowski at +105. I took Kyle Busch. Next one, Joey Logano at +100 versus Chase Elliott at -120. This one, for me, was hard because I think Chase has got a shot at winning. But I went ahead and took Joey Logano. It would not surprise me that Chase gets himself in trouble, gets caught up in a wreck or something like that. Then I've got Martin Truex Jr. -110 versus Denny Hamlin -110. Again, I think Denny is going to win the race. Chose Denny. Kevin Harvick -110 versus Alex Bowman at -110. I think Kevin Harvick has the experience on New Hampshire, and this is kind of the dog days of NASCAR. It's starting to get hotter, inside the cars getting hotter. This is when their cooling units break and they have to try to get them back. Things start snapping due to the heat or warping, and teams have got to figure out how to deal with it. Well, Kevin Harvick has been through the fire. So, I'm going to take Kevin Harvick. Martin Truex Jr. at -115 versus Kyle Larson at -105. Kyle Larson is the favorite of this race. He was the favorite last week and ran into some trouble, though. Now, he came back and finished, I think it was top 10, but I want to go with the veteran. I want to go with Martin Truex Jr. at -115. Then we've got Ryan Blaney, -120, versus Christopher Bell, +100. Who won yesterday? I'm still taking Ryan Blaney. I told you, I think he might be a little bit of a dark horse. I think people are kind of counting him out, and they shouldn't. I don't think Christopher Bell has the skill yet to run up front all the time with the big boys. William Byron, minus 120 versus Alex Bowman, plus 100. Man, if my mom would listen to this podcast, she would be mad. She loves Alex Bowman. But I'm going with William Byron at minus 120. I really enjoy how he drives and how he conducts himself. And then we've got Kevin Harvick going up against William Byron. Kevin Harvick is at minus 105 and William Byron was at minus 115. Guys, I'm taking Kevin Harvick all day, minus 105. I would love to see Kevin get a win here. Just, I don't really think he likes this track. I might be shocked. They may do an interview, a pre-race interview, and he may say this is his favorite track ever. But I don't think so. I don't think he hates it. I don't think he dreads coming to New Hampshire. I just don't think it's one of his favorites. And I don't know that he's ever truly gotten comfortable with the race setup, the race aftermath, all of that. So, that's where we stand with the NASCAR Cup race today at 3 p.m. If you guys have any questions, comments, problems, or protests, you know how to get a hold of me. I will be more than happy to talk to you. Please bet responsibly. Don't bet any more than what you can afford. Please. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Answer their questions honestly so that you can get the correct help, support, and guidance that you need, and they can make the appropriate referrals for your situation. Guys, I wish you the best of luck on anything you're watching or anything you're betting today. I will be talking to you soon. The main betting show will be coming up. I'm also going to do a recap of yesterday. And we're going to go from there. But like I said, I wish you the best of luck. Hopefully, I will be talking to you soon. And I'll see you somewhere, hopefully, down the road.